Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Rick Maurer is back. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on his 10-year anniversary next year as a member of our Brain Trust. He's our change agent. He's the guy who taught us that it's not enough just to identify change, just to get comfortable with it, just to manage it, just to even to work with it. You've got to be able to lead change. And he's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance. And his other book is called Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament around here. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. One of the things, Rick, you've been working on lately is something, a program you call Influence Action Change. Now, explain yourself, Lucy.
I got a lot of explaining to do. I teach part-time at the Gestalt Institute of Cleveland, which does some pretty innovative stuff on how do you get things done in organizations. And a colleague and I, Jackie McLemore, and I created this program we call Influence Action Change. And what it's about is, how do you influence people in organizations? And that's different than just telling people what to do. I mean, if you can get away with that, then maybe that's what you want to do. But most of us, in order to get something done, need to be able to get other people interested. And not only interested, but willing to, you know, put skin in the game and put time and hours and money into the pot.
If you're going to be a leader, you have to find people who will follow you.
Yeah. They don't write about that. It's unfortunate. If I had known when I signed the papers, I would never have done it. But anyway, so what we did is we created this program, Influence Action Change, and where we do a little bit of work with them, teaching and doing a lot of practice, and then they go out with a coach. I mean, the coach is on the phone. And I start to apply this back at work. And I mean, so I don't want to talk about the specifics of the program, but some of the content I thought, you know, really might be of interest to, you know, to your listeners. I mean, not trying to sell them the program,
yeah.
But I think that our conversations might be enough.
All right.
Somebody driving to work might go, oh, that's interesting.
Let's do that. So what's the first step?
Well, the first step is, and people always kind of roll their eyes when we say this, is observe. And that means find a time this morning when you're at work where you're not on, like it's not your meeting or it's not your part of the agenda of that meeting, and just watch without judgment. And the first thing you'll probably notice, and especially I think a lot of people listening to you are leaders of their own businesses.
Yep.
They're action-oriented people. So stepping back and observing without an effort to use that for tactical advantage, but just watching what goes on can be really enlightening. Got done with the programming, and for some of our participants who are all people working in organizations, I mean, that was maybe the biggest thing they learned is, you know, they started to realize where they would jump in when they didn't need to. When they stepped back and observed, they were able to see the bigger picture instead of having this little laser-like focus. They were able to see what was going on. That's the first thing.
One of my mentors said to me once, he said, check your position.
Yes.
That was very exactly simple, it. Very simple, very powerful for me. He could tell, I guess, back then that I was sort of, you know, rushing in like a fool, you know, and he said, check your position. That's all he had to say to me. I got it right away. I mean, what he was telling me was, stop. Look around, see what's going on around you before you take a step.
Yes.
See what's happening, see who's doing what, see who's saying what, see who's, you know, see where the opportunity is and where the perils are. Check your position.
Yep. And one of the things that we do is, so once people really kind of get in a habit of just being able to observe, then we give them different lenses. And one of those, to your point, to check your position, we call it context. And so you need to look at your idea in context. So sometimes just stepping back and say, huh, so what are all the forces going on here? You know, just as, you know, consider your position as a good tactical kind of thing in a military situation. Mm-hmm. Same thing is true in business. Like, why are people acting the way they are? What could have an impact that we don't even see?
Mm-hmm.
Like what's going on in the state government, national government, what's going on in the community, what's going on, you know, what impact is on
employment. Well, if you're going to influence people, Rick, just by barging in and laying on them your specifications or your demands, that's not going to work. If you're going to influence people, you've got to know what you got to, as you said, you got to put that in context and then work from that, not from what you want, but from where they are. We're going to take a quick break. Rick Maurer is our guest, and this is a fascinating progression that he's explained to us. We'll talk some more about this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.